I'm very delighted to have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. And we've just in the last couple of 10 minutes after Molly and I went and lined our stomachs ready for this chat, had a bit of a conversation about beer. And Claire Clouting is the name of my next guest. I'll introduce you to her in just a sec. And we have been chatting about beer and how we came to drink beer and how Claire has ended up with one of the most enviable job titles I reckon you could come across. Claire is head of quality at Gage Roads. And when I hear that, all I hear is, Claire, your job is to sip beer all day. Is that about right?
Oh, look, that's probably only about 50% of what I'm doing most of the time. There is a bit more to it than drinking beer, but yes, that's definitely quite a big aspect of what I'm doing.
Quality assurance is important. People expect their beer to taste a certain way, and you've got that responsibility on your shoulders.
No, it's a big weight on my shoulders. People spend, you know, quite a lot of money on beer, and particularly on craft beer, so we don't want to disappoint them at all.
That's true. That's true. How did you get into it? How did you get this enviable role?
Well, I'm a food scientist by trade, and I've been in the job, over 20 years now. And I worked for a long time for Smith's Chips. And then when the plant shut in West Australia, I was in the enviable position of, like, I could pretty much choose which industry to go into. And I've always loved beer.
Yep.
And it was just fortuitous. The job at Gage Roads came up and I was in that. And I'm happy to say I don't think I'll ever leave beer again. Not going back to chips anytime soon anyway.
Nice combination, though.
Oh, perfect.
You grew up in England. Is the beer culture in England similar to the beer culture in Australia?
Yes and no. So, yeah, grew up in England, and for us, our social lives very much revolve around the pub. And British beer is a bit of an institution. It's quite different. So we have cask ale, and it tends to be in sort of taste and aroma profile quite different.
Okay.
Very malty, lower alcohol, not so hop forward. So it took me a bit of getting used to coming to Australia and having all of these high hopped IPAs. And
different temperature?
Definitely a different temperature and a bit stronger in most cases,
yeah,
but
okay.
I've adjusted and now I love all types of beer.
Yeah. Now, we've got you in to have a chat to us about, well, many things. Women in the beer industry is certainly one, but Gage Roads in particular released a pale ale with a difference earlier this year. Tell us about it.
Well, we like to let our imaginations run riot for International Women's Day. The previous year, we did a grapefruit and mandarin fresh ale, so we sort of had to top that. And when the girls and I got together, we really love tea. We're a bunch of tea drinkers, and we also love the aromatics, and it's very similar to hops. Mm-hmm. You know, you get some lovely flavours and aromas. And so we decided to combine the two and make it was actually an English-style pale ale with Earl Grey and then a hint of lemon aspen just to add that kind of Australian touch to it.
That's incredible. I understand it was created and brewed by an all-female team.
Correct.
In the local Fremantle Brewery, and the proceeds from that release went towards a scholarship to support the education and development of women in the industry.
That's right. So it's actually a global organisation, but we have a really strong Australian chapter of it. It's called the Pink Boots Society.
Okay.
And it's for women working in actually all alcoholic beverages now, but it was predominantly focused on beer.
Okay.
And so they do great work. They help forward women's interests in the industry through education and networking and coaching and mentoring. So we were so excited to be able to give them, you know, a decent amount of money to spend on some scholarships.
So what do you know about women's involvement in the beer industry prior to your time and, over the years?
Well, beer was originally brewed by women way, way back in the day, particularly in the UK.
Right.
And then when it became more commercial, that's when the men took over. So women have a long history in brewing. And there's always been some great women in the industry, particularly Terry Farrendorf in the US, who started Pink Boots. But, you know, we've been a bit sort of thin on the ground, which is why we wanted to do this. So, we wanted, our goal at Gage was for women out there to see what women can do in the beer industry. You know, we've got women in marketing, brewing. Sophie did the amazing design for this beer, for the label. And we just hope people out there see that and think, yep, I can be a part of this, and they'll come and join us.
Well, I'm just thinking on the run, March is going to roll around pretty soon again. If any of our creative listeners have some inspiration for Claire on what next March you might combine with beer for International Women's Day, or any combinations, I'm happy to hear what you'd like to hear. If Earl Grey tea can go with pale ale, then and people are willing to buy it and drink it, then I'm pretty confident that the sky's the limit in terms of combinations. If you want to send through some suggestions for Claire, you have got the head of quality here at Gage. You can give your suggestions to 0437 922 720 if you want to text, or you can give Molly a quick call, 1300 222 720. Your experiences, Claire, how did you start? At what sort of level, and what was your role there? Did you come straight in as head of quality?
So I came straight in as a quality manager, but I had a lot to learn. And I was just focusing primarily on quality. But now I get involved in all sorts of things. So I do new product development. So working on all the new products that we do. I do all the planning and scheduling. I have my fingers in a few pies, it's fair to say.
What year was that when you...
I joined in 2016.
Okay.
And outside of that as well, I'm also a board member for the Independent Brewers Association.
Right.
So that's the body that oversee all the independent breweries. So I think it's really good as well to have women on the board there as well. So getting some good representation out there.
Tell us a bit more about the role that you play, I guess, encouraging women to participate in the beer industry. That, I assume, would have a role day-to-day at work with other women who work for the company, and then that ambassadorial role perhaps outside of your company?
Yep, absolutely. So we do work quite closely with HR and various people. You know, we're looking at ways to advertise our roles to get more women to apply. So, you know, for instance, if you go on Seek and you look at a Gage Rhodes role, you'll see Simone, our brewer, on the picture for the job advert. And then from outside of it, I work with Pink Boots. So back in May, I worked with a couple of my colleagues, including Simone, our brewer, to train women to judge beer at Perth Royal Show.
Right.
And again, women have been a bit thin on the ground. There was just usually me and one other lady. But it was great this year because we had seven more female beer judges, and we did five sort of weeks of training, all different styles and faults and things. So it's just giving people an opportunity really to get involved, and then usually they'll find they love it and they want to keep doing it and stick around.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested in the types of reactions you might get from men of that type, about people totally comfortable with women in the beer industry, or even the surprise people at the, you know, restaurant dinners and those sorts of things have that's the industry that you work in?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, all the men that I work with have been, you know, really supportive, and they understand and they want it to be a diverse industry. And even from a diversity perspective, if we put that aside, it doesn't make sense to have a product that you're only marketing to 50% of the population. That's just not good business sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, there's a couple of sides to it. But yeah, occasionally out in the field, you know, I'll get people surprised, like, oh, you drink beer, you like beer, or here, have a glass of wine, this is for you.
Yeah. That's the classic when you sit at a restaurant, and I've done it where I've ordered a beer and a bloke has ordered the wine, and naturally there's always the straightaway beer to the man, wine to the lady.
Yep.
It's a funny thing. We've got a caller, Russell, who's phoned in. How are you going, Russell?
Oh, yes, good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Tell us about your beer experiences, Russell.
It's the history of beer. If you go back a long time in Britain, no one drank water because it was not safe, bacteria and things. So people used to drink beer all day. That's my understanding. Maybe you're me, but kids would have beer before they went to school in the morning and before they went to bed at night. So they didn't drink water because it wasn't safe, but beer was fermented and boiled. So people drank beer. Is there any truth in that?
Yeah, Claire, what do you know?
Well, I can't comment on whether the kids were drinking the beer, but that's definitely true. Yep, So definitely the alcohol, also hops are antimicrobial. And so it's the combination of boiling the wort, the alcohol and the hops definitely made the water, well, beer a better and more sanitary option than drinking the water back then.
Wow, that's really fascinating. Thanks for giving us a call, Russell. Appreciate that this morning. Julie in Edgewater has sent us a text. Hi, Rowena, please tell Claire wattle seed would be amazing with beer.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah.
There
definitely.
We go. Giles in Washington, D.C. There's hello to you listening in Washington, D.C. That's pretty cool. But what a great brouhaha he had to add to the conversation. Thank you, Giles. What's next, Claire? Have you got thinking of what the next mix might be? What can you reveal, if anything?
Well, we've had a couple of meetings. We like to start planning International Women's Day early, so even though it's next March, and we have got some big ideas, and I think we're going to go more in a classic and hop-heavy brew this year, but we're going to try and put a bit of a, hopefully a bit of an international spin on it. I can't say more than that, but just keep posted. I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm excited as well. Thank you for coming in this morning. Really appreciate you taking the time to come into the studio and talk to us about it. And I look forward to paying attention to the growth of women in the beer industry, and of course when International Women's Day rolls around, just what you reveal for us.
Lovely.
With your next brew.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.